You're listening to Simply Money, where you're trusted money guys. I'm Nathan Bachrach, along with Ed Fink. We make understanding your money simple anytime at simplymoney.net. Small business, you know who you are. You create more jobs than big business. And at some point, you got to figure out how to turn that business into retirement income. That's why we've got Lori Wilhelmi. She is the director of Comstock Advisors. She's an accredited senior appraiser. Important to know, because when you get advice on what your business is worth, make sure they got qualifications to give you that opinion. Let's talk about financial planning for the small business owner who at some point wants to know what their business is worth, the time frame for selling it, and how you increase value.
That's right, Nathan. It's really all about developing an exit strategy in advance so that you're not left at the last minute scrambling, trying to figure out a way to sell your business.
Well, of course, the most important one and the key one, at least to most people when they think about it, is what's my business worth?
That's right. And it's important to know what your business is worth before you're ready to sell your business for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, there are many things you can do to enhance the value of your business and make it more appealing to potential buyers or investors.
Isn't it safe to say that a business owner usually forgets that, oh yeah, when somebody else comes in, they're going to have to replace them? And so your income, may, unless it's huge, doesn't have nearly as much value as you might think.
That's right. And planning in advance, making sure that you have the structure in place so that somebody can come in and buy your business and things don't fall apart, it can continue to run smoothly, is very important.
And having a realistic idea of the time frame.
That's correct. These things usually don't happen overnight.
It's not going to happen overnight, right?
That's right. It can take years, especially get your business to where you want it to be.
Lori Wilhelmi from Comstock Advisors. I got a business. It's worth $8 million today. I'm going to retire in 5 years, but after I think about all the taxes I'm going to pay on that $8 million, I go, boy, I want to get this business to be worth 12. So you want to go from point A, 8, to point B, 12. I call Comstock Advisors and I say, what do I need to know?
The first thing you want to do is, where are your starting point? Is know what your business is worth, and then find out what you need to do to get it to that increased value. And you take a look at where you've been historically from a profitability, you know, earnings standpoint, of course. And if you continue to grow at that level that you have historically, where will I be in 5 years? What will my business be worth? And we can talk about that and tell our clients that. And then we can also say, you know, if you increased earnings by X percentage, that will get you to that mark. And there are certainly ways to run your business differently, make changes to enhance the value of your earnings and of your business. And of course, also do some work to make it a more appealing investment
to whoever's coming walking through the door.
That's right.
You're listening to Simply Money. I'm Nathan Bachrach, along with Ed Fink, our guest, Lori Wilhelmi. She is the director of Comstock Advisors. The question this evening that we're answering is, your small business, how do you grow the value of that business and create an exit strategy for yourself? Small businesses are famous for, I have my wife on the payroll, I'm paying the kids, let's buy some groceries because, you know, got to have something for the snack room for the employees, but somehow that goes home. And so there's really two sets of books quite often, which is, you know, the economic value to the partner, and then how do you show that on the books? And I guess this is all about coming clean when I sit with you.
That's right. Cleaning up your business, keeping your personal assets and liabilities outside of the books of the company is a good start. An investor is going to want to see what that business looks like from a strictly operational standpoint.
And of course, Lori, ultimately, you got to develop that exit strategy. And you start with taking a look at what are the options.
Correct. And there are many options. There's everything from transferring it to other family members, management buyouts, you know, a merger, looking at an employee stock ownership plan, an IPO.
You know, you talk about an IPO, you talk about employee stock options. These are the ones that always get the most attention. From your experience, average small business owner, when they're figuring out a strategy, which one winds up happening, in your opinion, most often?
Well, we do see a lot of employee stock ownership plans, but I would say most prevalent is simply looking for a buyer, somebody to come in and take over the business.
And how often is that buyer right in front of you? It's
almost never. It's just not that easy.
It's almost never.
Well, I will highlight, in the event that you are approached by somebody who wants to buy the business, again, another reason that you should know what your business is worth. It gives you a measuring stick for what you should be looking for. But more often than not, people reach retirement age and start thinking about it a little too late and suddenly are scrambling to find a buyer. And, you know, at that point, that buyer has some leverage because you need to get out.
And that's why it's so important to really understand very clearly what your business is worth and work with somebody who's experienced in this area and has the street cred to back it up.
That's right. And also identifying the risks that an outside investor would perceive from the business that you're in.
All right. So, Lori Wilhelmi, you have been inside of a lot of households, so to speak.
Yes,
you've seen a lot of financial statements. How good are small business owners at putting away money in retirement plans versus falling into the trap of saying, well, I'm reinvesting to make my business worth more, and then someday they're sitting down talking to you, and that business is it. That business is way too much of their retirement nest egg.
It happens all too often, and it's also important. You bring up a good point, Nathan. It's really important to understand what you're getting for the investment in your business and understanding that any kind of capital expenditures you're making sure that you're doing it in the right places and that you're going to get value out of those investments.
You're listening to Simply Money. Our guest this evening, Lori Wilhelmi from Comstock Advisors, as we talk about small businesses and what you need to do to turn your business into a retirement account. You're listening to Simply Money on 55KRC, the talk station.